grave robbing is sometimes illegal, so you have to check and make sure.
I told you, don't do it in public.
Oh my goodness. To be fair, I am the friend that would probably shove you down a grave.
I mean, if you say shit
for the memes,
if you say shit like that, then we're not going to go to a cemetery together.
But
Hello, theologists, sisters, and misters.
Welcome to the coven. So, Emma, how do you feel about death?
Not great, I have to admit. Not great.
So, do you plan to be buried?
I honestly don't put a lot of thought into it for the sake of, like, I don't plan on dying anytime soon. I'm not super fascinated with, like, death and funerals. And I just sort of avoid it as a topic altogether, at least for me. So I don't know if I want to be buried or cremated. Probably not cremated. I feel like at some point that urn's going to get lost or broken. And like your body ash is just going to be one with the fucking wind. I don't know. Some people get turned into fucking diamonds. Some people have their body thrown out to the vultures. I'll probably end up in the ground somehow.
You can send me.
Listen, I don't think about it much.
Well, I think you should start thinking about death, because today's episode we're going to start talking about grave sites and graves.
Well, alrighty then, what do you got for me?
Well, I was going to talk about symbolism for pentacles on graves and whether or not they're legal, things like general rules that you should have, both as a witch and as a person when entering a graveyard. There's a lot of specifics, so we should get into that.
All right, what do you got for me first?
Well, the first thing is something that people haven't really heard too much about, not everybody. I didn't know about this one for quite a while, and that is that every graveyard has a guardian.
Oh?
It's true without exception. The guardian is a spirit that watches over the boundaries and entrances of the graveyard.
Is that, like, a Christian thing, or just, like, a spiritual thing?
It's just, like, a spiritual thing, I think.
Because I've never heard about that.
Yeah, it's kind of like the bouncer at a nightclub, but for a graveyard.
Oh,
not just, like, demons and shit, but, like, you know, maybe a really bad witch with horrible intentions. Like, in the movie Hocus Pocus, the witches couldn't touch hallowed ground.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Things like that. But the traditional guardian is kind of, like, it's the first person or thing that was buried in the cemetery.
Oh, so, like, if they were like, oh, we're going to start a new cemetery right here, and you're the first one, get in the fucking ground. And it's like, well, shit, I didn't sign up to be the guardian, but I guess here I am.
That just makes me think about, like, kicking you into a hole.
Isn't that what burials are like?
Oh, yes. You take a live person and you kick them 6 feet under and then just bury them alive.
Well, how else are you going to get a guardian?
Okay, they should be dead before you put them in the hole.
If you say so.
Preferably in a coffin.
Whose coffin? I'm not coughing.
I'm glad, because there's a pandemic going on and I don't want to catch your germs.
So, guardians.
People often got around the kind of curse, quote-unquote, by burying an animal in the plot first instead of a person.
Oh.
So often you will see the, like, a black dog or, you know, a little dog spirit, and that is the guardian of the area just watching you.
Huh.
Making sure you're not doing anything sketchy.
So who holds this belief? Is this just like an unspoken rule of graveyards? Is this like something that started because of a certain spiritual group?
So from a witch's standpoint, I do know that from what I've been reading on it, this one person whose article I read went to a lot of cemeteries and worked on their witchcraft there and said that every graveyard does have a guardian in their experience. And this is true without exception.
Huh.
I don't believe it's a specific, like, religious group that believes in it. I think it's just a generalized thing. And it would probably bring a lot of...
comfort?
Yes, thank you. It would probably bring a lot of comfort to the people who have lost someone to know that there is somebody guarding the graveyard from evil things.
I wonder what that would entail for the spirit. Like, especially if it's a dog. Like, do you think, like, the spirit of the dog is just, like, senses something evil and then they're just barking at it?
I've never seen spiritual dogs bark. They tend to stare at you.
Oh, that's somehow worse.
It is. It's terrifying. You're this feeling of dread, and you're just like, is that a real animal?
Have you?
Is that a spirit?
Are you claiming that you've seen a ghost dog before?
I have. I wasn't going to mention that one, but I did see a ghost dog. As far as I'm aware, it was a ghost dog because it never stopped looking at me and it didn't move. So just imagine these eyes in the darkness staring at you. And never taking their eyes off you, not blinking, nothing. That's a way that you can tell something's a spirit, is if it doesn't blink.
I mean...
Ghosts don't need to blink. So what that person had recommended is to not be a fucking prick.
But...
be respectful about this space. And developing a relationship with the guardian is probably the best thing you can do for your graveyard magic.
I wonder what that... means. So, like, do you have to find the first gravestone, like the first like burial site, and like read their name and be like, hey, you're the guardian, aren't you? Like, how does that work?
Not necessarily. The first time you visit a graveyard, you should pause at the entrance and kind of share your energy and intentions with the guardian. Taking some of the energy of the place in exchange. See if you like the vibes that you're getting off of it.
I don't know.
Collaboration is kind of a two-way street.
Have I ever gotten good vibes from a graveyard?
I have.
You have?
And then searing pain as well.
But... oh, right. You did. No, yeah. You talked about that story. That was with
picking out the grave.
That was with your mom, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You mentioned that story before.
It's kind of like with the horseshoe. It's all intuition-based. Mm. Remember I told you about when my aunt lost a horseshoe, so I just closed my eyes and started walking around in the paddock and then stopped when my mind said stop, looked down, and there was a horseshoe?
I can't say that I remember you telling me that, but it's so funny of, like, how much that sounds like something that Joe Diamond would do. Like, that's his magic right there.
Yeah, that's the kind of stuff that he does, and that's where our magic kind of intertwines and becomes similar and more cousin-like.
I mean, so this episode is going to be coming out before that collab, but definitely...
So stay tuned for that collab. It's very good.
It was really fun.
He was a fantastic person to work with, and I think you guys will enjoy that episode very much.
So back to guardians. So if you were to go to a gravesite now and you wanted to do your craft there, how would you go about doing that?
Well, say that I bring a couple candlesticks and like some bones or something, whatever
some
I'm
fucking
doing.
Bones.
Yeah, people do bone magic there. They take candles, sticks, salts, whatever they're working on. It depends on the spell that they're doing. I've never done a spell in a graveyard, but I would not be opposed to the idea. It sounds fun.
Honestly, what the first thing that comes to mind is, like, don't do it in, like, a Catholic graveyard because they're not gonna want you there. They're just...
Apparently I was baptized Catholic and thought I was Christian this whole time.
I don't mean you specifically, but, like, especially, like, in Catholicism, they're like very much the devil.
Hello, I'm a devil worshipping witch. How can I help you?
Quiet, Arthur. You don't want Morgan to hear you.
She wouldn't take that seriously. She knows.
It does make me wonder, though, like, would spirits of like a very religious like graveyard be okay with having a witch practice there?
Spirits of a very religious group. Okay, so like very religious spirits.
Yeah, like so like let's just say it's a graveyard that's connected to like a small church And everybody there was very much like, if you practice, you know, witchcraft, you are basically worshiping the devil and you're letting the devil into your life and you need to be go get exorcised or some shit.
If every single ghost there is against you doing witchcraft, you would get the vibe instantly and go, this is not the right place for me, and leave.
Fair enough.
You would feel it, that you're not welcome in this graveyard.
So step one, like, is find an open-minded graveyard.
Yes, find your open-minded local graveyard, take in the energy, and before you even step through the gate, maybe leave something. Something nice. Like, a lot of people leave money, like little coins, mm-hmm. at the edge of the graveyard gate. Graveyards are kind of like a temple for pagans who connect with gods of death or the underworld, such as Hades, Morrigan, mm-hmm. Hecate? Is that how you pronounce her name?
Hecate?
I don't remember. Hecate?
It's either Hecate or Hecate. One of the two.
One of the two. I apologize for not knowing how to pronounce your name. But witches and pagans tend to go there to contemplate mortality or to connect with ancestors or just be in the company of the dead.
So if you were to practice your craft there, what would you hope to accomplish?
For me specifically, I would hope to be just interacting with the dead. My mother is a very good medium and tends to talk to the dead a decent amount. She goes to graveyards as often as she pleases. She loves to go in and, like, just feel the energy. I go and take photos. She's taken photos a few times, too. There's some nice ones here in Massachusetts. So we go to the nice, famous ones, and they're really nice and pretty.
I mean, honestly, though, you and me, I'm more of a daytime than a nighttime outer. But I mean, if it's, like, in the summer and it's not, like, pitch black, I would go.
I would like a cloudy day where it's not going to rain and just we can go and do some...
Like a spirit box or something.
Oh, not just a spirit box. I was thinking about rubbing, grave rubbing.
I was going to say, Arthur, you really shouldn't be doing that in public.
So do you know what grave rubbing is?
I can't say I do. The only thing I know about, like, graves and leaving offerings and things like that is just what I know from, you know, the Reform Judaism stuff that my family practices, which is basically, like, you leave, like, pebbles or painted stones, things along those lines, and you don't want to leave anything that can die or perish, like cut flowers, or food or anything like that. So, I mean, that's really all I know is, like, you leave some rocks, you know, something solid that can't fade away.
Well, grave rubbing is sometimes illegal, so you have to check and make sure
that it's legal to do so. I told you, don't do it in public.
Oh, my goodness. Grave rubbing is so that you can read the gravestone, because some of them are so faded and old that you can't read them.
Oh.
You should never scrub the stone before doing this. But you should take some vellum paper or some tracing paper, a bit of masking tape, and some charcoal.
Oh.
Like a charcoal stick.
Okay, yes, that makes sense.
And then rub that over the paper to see if you know the name, the date, information about this dead person. And now they have a name that you can, you know, they can feel a little bit more remembered.
I mean, that's fairly harmless.
Yeah, it's just some places are like, no, this is too sacred and old of a graveyard, which is fine. That's normal. That's okay. Like, don't feel offended if somebody's like, I'm sorry, but you can't do this.
Right. So, I mean, but that makes total sense. I've never heard of it before. I didn't know that that was a thing people did, but I totally can see the merit in it. Yeah, for sure.
I've always wanted to do it, but I've never, like, done it.
I mean, we totally can.
I would love to go grave rubbing with you.
It just sounds weird.
It's really weird to say it that way.
God, I cannot wait to go grave rubbing with you. It sounds like grave robbing, actually.
It does. Okay, I can't wait to go to a cemetery with you.
I do think...
With some paper and some charcoal sticks and just enjoy and be around the dead.
I would love to do, like, two approaches. Like, one, you know, being your approach, like, however you would recommend that we go about interacting, you know, with whatever we can get a hold of. And then, like, you know, getting, like, a spirit box afterwards and then trying, like, that method and seeing, like, if we can get anything and if it's different.
Mm.
What do you think?
I think that would be a good idea. I'd love to show you my version of things, and then we could try a spirit box and see how it goes. Put that one up on Patreon.
Hell yeah. I mean, I would love to put more, like, video, like, visual videos up on, you know, the YouTube, and then, like, do, like, extra stuff that you can't see on YouTube, put that up on Patreon. I would love to do that in the future. One, if we had a good camera. We need that first. And then, you know, equipment. But if we get enough people on the Patreon, I would gladly drive up to Massachusetts again, for sure.
One of the most important things you can do at a graveyard is to just listen and, like, feel for the spirits. Just be open-minded. It's a very peaceful place. General rules do apply, like, don't litter. Mm-hmm. If you step over a gravestone, you should say sorry.
Fair.
It's observed about 100% of the time in Irish cemeteries. American ones, people don't seem to care.
Yeah. As far as I've noticed. See, that's the thing that always bothered me about, like, people that are like, oh yeah, we love to hang out in graveyards. It's like the goth aesthetic. And they're just, some of them can be really disrespectful. I'm saying some.
It is.
Not all. I've heard, you know, like, or like seen pictures of like them like posing, you know, with gravestones and sitting on them, and it's just,
yeah,
don't like that. Not good
look. It's very disrespectful to the dead.
I mean, like, I understand if you're like goth and you're nihilist and you think it's all stupid, and I mean, I might not necessarily believe in the afterlife, but that wouldn't give me a free pass to just be like, let's have a photo shoot in the graveyard.
One of my exes actually wanted to have intercourse in the graveyard.
Excuse me?
And I said no.
Yeah, imagine the guardian.
I mean, that kind of stuff happens, and some people are totally into it, but I was like, this doesn't feel like the right time or place to be doing that sort of thing.
The graveyard guardian making his rounds, walking around, making sure everything's good, and stumbles upon that. It's like, you cannot do that here. Physically picks you up and kicks you out of the graveyard. That would be a good guardian.
I would start laughing hysterically if I just heard, no.
And no. Then just a disembodied voice just going, no. moral of the story, don't fuck in the graveyard, be respectful.
Don't litter.
Don't litter.
Don't stay in the after dark. I know that, like, witches do their best work at night, usually, depending on who you're working with anyway. But one of the big rules, and it's often a rule in the cemetery anyway, like, I have one down nearby that has this rule written on a sign, and then it says, police take notice.
Mm-hmm.
And people don't listen to it.
No, they hang out in the graveyard at night.
There's, like, a bunch of Pokemon Go, like, spinnies in there.
Are you kidding?
Gym.
That's weird.
It's because it's an old cemetery for, like, people that were, like, of historical value.
I mean, I guess, but still.
And it's not the graveyard, guys.
Jeez.
The laws in the book say that you are supposed to leave at sundown, and you should not be there between the hours of sundown and sunrise.
I mean, that makes sense, if only for the fact of, like, they probably don't have, like, people on watch, and, like, they don't want anybody defiling graveyards. I mean, this shit is sacred. You know, it's just, there's always, like, one person. They call it the graveyard shift for, like, a reason. But even so, mm-hmm. like, make their lives easier.
I wonder if the phrase graveyard shift came from somebody who had to work at the grave site.
Let's see.
Or was a spirit.
Origin of the term graveyard shift. The graveyard shift, or graveyard watch, was the name coined for the work shift of the early morning, typically midnight until 8 a.m., the name originated in the USA at the later end of the 1800s.
They probably felt like they were dying.
There's no evidence at all that it had anything directly to do with watching over graveyards, merely that the shifts took place in the middle of the night where the ambience was quiet and lonely. It's kind of sad.
That is pretty sad. So there are a couple of extra rules that do get broken quite a bit. The most common one is that you're not supposed to point at graves or photograph them. And it's broken the most.
Oh, wait, you can't like physically point to one and be like, hey, look at that grave.
Yeah, no.
Huh.
You're not supposed to.
Why? Do you know the reason behind that? I mean, like, they do say, like, it's rude to point. I guess maybe it just follows to the afterlife.
These are superstitions, so I don't know the reason why that one is a thing.
So it's more of a superstition and less of a, like, rule.
Yeah. I mean, I suppose I could look at the graveyard and be like, I'm gonna take photographs while I'm in here. Is that okay, spirits?
Yeah, I mean...
And if I get no feeling of, no, don't fucking do that, then...
Or, you know, if, like, a ghost dog doesn't, like, come in and, like, stare you down.
If a ghost dog comes in and stares me down as I'm ready to take a photo, I'm not taking that photo. I'm leaving.
Yeah, well, it's been lovely.
I feel I've overstayed my welcome. It was, it's been a lovely time.
Love here. The flowers. I'm gonna go.
Here's an extra coin.
And then just, like, pat a grave on the way out. Just keep up the good work.
It's apparently bad luck to wear anything new to a cemetery, especially shoes.
Huh.
Interesting.
Don't bring your Yeezys and your Nikes to the cemetery.
Oh, I think I've done this one just to seem casual.
Oh no, ooh. What?
Don't whistle in a graveyard or you tempt death.
What does that mean?
I guess I'm very tempting. Don't whistle in the graveyard, Emma.
I guess I won't.
You're tempting death. To be fair, I am the friend that would probably shove you down a grave.
I mean, if you say shit...
For the memes.
If you say shit like that, then we're not going to go to a cemetery together.
But, What if I just don't tell you, and then we go to one, there's an open grave, and I'm just like, yeet!
I would not be your friend anymore.
I don't think that would break our friendship, to be honest.
Listen, if it's like a 6-foot hole and you push me into it, I'm not coming out unscathed.
Yeah, you're probably coming out fucking with a massive concussion.
If not like a broken ankle.
Which is, you know, the reason that I wouldn't shove you into a grave.
And unlike you, I don't have fancy Massachusetts health insurance. I have shitty New Jersey health insurance.
Welcome to New Jersey. Health insurance isn't
so
real.
Unless if you're planning to take me into your plan as a dependent, don't push me into a grave.
I'm gonna adopt you.
I mean, if you could.
One adult adopts another adult.
That's fine. That sounds like the Gen Z millennial experience.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Oh, this one's really funny.
Oh god, what?
Don't yawn near a grave, a ghost could enter inside your body.
Oh, that's the thing.
That's the one that you
had.
Yeah,
no. So it wasn't yawning, but I guess that works too. It was like if you were driving past a graveyard, you have to hold your breath or else a spirit will enter your body.
And you started crying.
Well, like, okay, as a kid, I was like, well, fuck, I'm gonna fucking die now.
You poor thing.
I used to have like straight up existential dread about death as like a kid. Honestly, though, I think what it came down to wasn't necessarily a fear of death, but a fear of the concept of infinity. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
It's just like that idea of like, what is nothingness? If there is something and that goes on forever, what does that mean? And what's after that? And like, as a kid, that scared the shit out of me. We should have an episode about our biggest fears. Do you have any?
Do you have any fears at all?
Does anything actually scare you?
I love that question.
Like, I don't know if you've ever told me if you have a phobia.
I do. I have several phobias. At least two.
But like, not like trauma related, but like just straight up, like, I was born with this innate fear.
I have... What is it called? Trypophobia? Trypophobia?
Oh, the holes one.
Yeah, I don't like that, especially on skin.
That's fair.
Skin is the one that freaks me out the most. I do not like holes, but it's almost entirely specific to the human body.
That's fair.
Which, because it's like, oh, insects are inside of somebody and they've built a nest. That's really creepy. I don't like that.
Well, now I know what to be for Halloween.
If you do that, I will come over to your house and I will stab you personally and then kick you down that fucking hole that we've been talking about.
If you stab me, I'll have more holes.
This one will be vertical. It's fine.
What else on graveyards do you got?
Leaving coins on a grave is a token of respect.
Ooh, I could see that.
Smelling roses when there are none around is a sign that a benevolent spirit is nearby.
Wait, real quick. Backtrack on the coins. I know, like, grave robbery is a thing, but I wonder what happens if, like, you're just, like, walking in a gravesite and you see, like, a couple of, like, quarters and you're like, oh, shit, vending machine money. And, like, I wonder what would happen. Like, would you get, like, a really awful curse?
I feel like you would just upset spirits a lot, and that's really disrespectful to do.
I'm not saying to do it. I'm just curious what would happen to somebody if they were a dick and did that.
I feel like they wouldn't get a good vibe off those quarters if they even, like, got a vibe.
The quarters become haunted and cursed, and then anything that they buy with them, that curse is then passed on, and then it becomes a haunted vending machine?
No, Emma, that's a video game.
Shit.
So smelling roses when there are none around is a sign of a benevolent spirit.
That's cool.
That's interesting. Here we go. The person who takes something from a graveyard will return more than he took.
Oh, see, that's what I want to know.
There you go.
Well, shit.
Return more than you took. So, fun fact for pagans and Wiccans and such, I believe this is only of 2007. Don't really quote me on that one, though. Could be 2005.
Mm-hmm.
Pentacles were not allowed on gravestones, even VA graves, up until that year.
Wow. I mean, I guess, like, most, especially, at least in America, most graveyards are either, you know, heavily Jewish or heavily Christian or Catholic. So, I mean, I guess the idea of, like, having a pentagram, even though it's not actually a satanic symbol, but because it's associated with Satanism.
Yeah, there's now the Wiccan symbol okay on military headstones article.
That's awesome. The news. Good for them. Are you going to get one of those?
I mean, I see no reason not to if I ever even have a gravestone. I mean, obviously those cost a lot of money.
I mean, fair. What, you think your family is just gonna dump you in a ditch somewhere?
I don't think my family's gonna be alive long enough for that.
Somebody has to dump you in a ditch.
Thanks, Emma.
You're welcome. Well, listen, if you don't have any family around to dump you in a ditch, I will.
Okay, I want a raven and a pentacle. Thank
Got
you.
Got it.
So the pentacle actually has meanings that I've never explained to you. Would you like to hear them?
I would love to. May I make a guess, though?
Go ahead.
I think it has something to do with the elements. Am I correct?
You are correct.
Yes. I don't know where I remember that from, but I thought I knew that.
The top point is spirit. The right hand point is water. The bottom right hand point is fire.
Mm-hmm.
The bottom left hand is earth. And the top left hand is air. Spirit is the element of center or the self.
I'm sorry. My brain got sidetracked because I started thinking about, like, the climax of the story for, like, Frozen 2 and how she was the fifth spirit.
She's not allowed to exist. Don't be frozen into witchcraft.
I don't mean to, but that's where my brain went.
A couple of notes. Cemeteries are often associated with hexes and curses.
They are. They're often seen as very cryptic, but I think that's just because people are uncomfortable with death.
Symbolically, they're a boundary between the living and the dead, and witches often find themselves drawn to these places.
I could see that.
Some spells require specific graves, such as a murdered person for revenge, a rich man for money, and child's graves to conceive a baby, which is an interesting one.
I don't know. That seems a little odd to me. When you put it like that, it almost feels exploitative.
It's very strange.
Would you ever do that?
What?
Like, you're going to go and be like, I want to get rich. Better find a grave with a rich dude. Or like, I want to get revenge. I better find a grave with a murdered guy. Like, I don't know. That feels like you're using them, like, as a tool for your witchcraft rather than, like, working with them. But maybe that's just me.
I think for me, it would probably be me asking Morrigan to get revenge on this person with me and bringing myself to that grave specifically to emphasize what I want. Being like, okay, this person was murdered. I want revenge on the person that I specifically am talking to you about.
Then what if that
Not
person
necessarily
dies?
Murdering
yeah.
Them. Okay, if they die, like, and I'm doing witchcraft, it's probably because I want them dead anyway.
I mean, shit.
If I'm doing something negative for witchcraft, you are probably on my I would like to kill you list.
Yeah, that's fair. Don't get on that list.
That said, I don't do any sort of negative witchcraft things. I tend to do very positive things. So I'm not the kind of person who does hexes. However, I can.
I feel like you would only ever do a hex if someone in your life was hurt by somebody else and they were like, I don't know what to do. And they turned to you and you were like, you want me to beat their ass with magic?
It very much depends. For one of them, my significant other got harmed by
a Discord coven.
I can't even call it that. But a group of people on Discord, we'll call it. And they were very afraid of what was going on. So I sat down with Morrigan for a good hour or so on my own and asked questions about, obviously, said significant other, as well as the people that were involved in it, asked if they were okay, asked what happened to the one person who insulted my goddess.
Oh, I do remember that.
And the responses I was getting from her were, don't worry about it. They're taken care of.
Did you ever find out if anything happened?
Supposedly they went to jail.
Excuse me? You never told me that.
Supposedly they've been brought to jail. Now, I can't confirm nor deny this one, but grats on your arrest.
Congrats on your revenge.
I didn't ask for it.
Just,
I always ask for protection.
It just sort of happened, officer.
Just sort of happened, officer. So bad.
God, anything else that you wanted to share? Are you good?
No, that's about it. So be respectful to your dead people. You can connect with ancestors in grave sites as well.
I think it's more so for you than the person who is deceased. Like, if you go to visit a grave, it's because you want to connect with them. Or if you go to visit, like, a grave site, it's because you want to, you know, connect with the people that have been deceased.
Unless the ghost has contacted you, which I've had happen to me. My dad's stepfather contacting me, which I'll be covering in another episode.
Right.
But to put it in short, I had a contact with him. Never met the guy. Mm-hmm. And it would have been great to go to where his remains are and try and connect with him.
Do you know where he's at?
Yes.
Is it within a driving distance?
No.
Shit. Oh, I'm assuming it's over in England.
Yes, Emma.
Well, shit.
My family's English.
Well, I mean, it could have been on like your mom's side. I don't know.
My dad's stepfather on my mom's side, really? That's what you're saying?
Fuck.
My dad's stepfather is on my mom's side. Yep.
I pay attention when you talk.
She has smooth brain, guys. Don't worry.
Perpetual smooth
brain. There's not a single thought behind those eyes, is there?
God, I wish.
But on that note.
Yeah, I definitely would love to go to a cemetery with you at some point. If you guys want that, definitely comment down below. If that's something that you guys are interested, leave a like, subscribe, do all that cool shit. The more popular we get, maybe we'll get some AdSense money and then I'll be able to afford a spirit box and gas.
Donate to Emma's cut at...
Donate directly to my wallet at...
Show up at Emma's house. Oh my God.
On that note, stay
spooky.
Fine, you say it. No, you no, go, you say it.
No, okay. Stay spooky, everyone.
Bye.